WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Trump transition team celebrating after the special counsel took steps to end two federal cases against Donald Trump. Jack Smith moving to dismiss the January 6th election interference case and filing to drop the appeal in the classified documents case. DOJ policy states a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. ABC's Jonathan Carl with more.
Ultimately, Donald Trump won. He won the election. So that jury, that massive jury of 150 plus million voters, ultimately voted effectively to, if not exonerate him, to free him from the possibility that he would be prosecuted for what he did after that election in 2020.
In North Carolina, airport service workers staging a one-day strike at Charlotte Douglas International, demanding better pay and benefits. It comes as Thanksgiving travel ramps up. A record number of people will fly and drive this Thanksgiving holiday. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you've got travel plans later this week, you're going to want to check the forecast the next few days. We've got Arctic air moving across the country. And here at home, today may be our last with a high in the 40s for a while. We'll really start to feel that cold air Friday with highs only in the low 20s. If you're hitting the road, gas prices are lower than they were a month ago. Here's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices rose 2.2 cents per gallon over the last week. The average in the state today is $2.85. This is 4 cents lower than a month ago and 9 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Over 30 states have average gas prices below $3 this week, but it won't be nationwide by Thanksgiving. Officials at Gas Buddy say Russia's threats after Ukraine used long-range U.S. missiles pushed oil prices back above $70 per barrel. Some promotions ahead of Thanksgiving are pushing gas prices back down, even as oil prices remain elevated. We are seeing the lowest national average price of gasoline since 2021 and a better economic picture than the last time prices were this low. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And Wisconsin voters approved a record $4.4 billion in referendums for local school districts. 78% of ballot measures passed in November. Any district that proposes a referendum is facing tough choices, so the remaining 22% may have a hard road ahead. Denise Gomer Hutchinson from the Wisconsin Public Education Network.
I want their experience in public schools to be as awesome as my 25 and 26-year-olds were. I want them to get to be able to participate in sports and theater and drama and DECA and learn about the history of our state and our country.
State funding lags behind inflation. Districts lost pandemic money they had for the last few years, and they're dealing with teacher shortages. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers clobber the 49ers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a decisive 38-10 win over the 49ers. Green Bay led by running back Josh Jacobs, who scored three touchdowns. Was there something special he said in the huddle?
Man, I just told him to give me the ball. Really, but nah, man, I think we went in with a great scheme. I think, you know, it's been a big point of emphasis in this building. Was trying to be an area to grow in and be better in, so it's good when you know that you've been putting in hard work all week and it's paying off.
The Packers rushed for 125 yards in the first half and dominated the time of possession. 49ers linebacker Fred Warner.
Yeah, no, that's about as bad as it can get. Probably the worst I've been a part of. We just didn't make the plays we needed to.
Basketball, the Badgers beat Pittsburgh 81-75 to win their tournament in Orlando and remain undefeated. The Bucks are on their way to play the Miami Heat in Florida tomorrow night. The Bucks have now won four in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Dark and dreary today with patchy fog and light rain. Winds are also beginning to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging our overnight lows cold to near 20 degrees. Good news is, though, a ton of sunshine is on tap tomorrow and highs in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale coming up Thanksgiving weekend, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be talking about tariffs and the languishing farm bill with Hans Breitenmoser, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. You can be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Happy, happy Monday to us all. A short week, a holiday week. Happy soon-to-be Thanksgiving to all of us. If you're out there hunting, driving, be safe on the roads. But again, you can always be a part, as long as you're driving safe, 855-752-4842. Got Jess P.S. on the board, on the horn, cutting some sound up for you fine folks, and my favorite socialist joining us at 5 o'clock, Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, is going to check in at the 5 o'clock hour. We have lots of topics to get to, of course. Jack Smith taking his ball and going home. I have some problems with that. I'm going to share it with all you folks, but let's start out here locally. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss making the rounds this weekend, WISN up front, according to the fine reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Hope Carnop, saying that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss repeated calls for former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, who he hired, then fired, to investigate the 2020 election. Voss wants him disbarred and never be allowed to practice law in Wisconsin again. We have some sound, but I'm just going to briefly read a little bit, and then we'll get to the sound. Here's what he said on up front. I certainly hope Michael Gableman loses his law license. I hope he goes back to work at Home Depot, where he was working prior to working for us, Voss said. As I look at what the Office of Lawyer Regulation is saying happened, it's an embarrassment for anyone who practices law.
It's an embarrassment for him.
It's an embarrassment for anyone who hired the guy. But, yeah, I mean, thank you for your apology, Robin Voss. The Wisconsin Office of Lawyer Regulation filed a disciplinary complaint Tuesday. We talked about that. Saying he violated the rules of professional conduct for attorneys, including engaging in disruptive behavior. Come on, man. That's why you hired the guy. I mean, literally, it's in the job description.
Right.
Disruptive behavior. Hey, let's overturn the election. I got a guy for that.
Mm-hmm.
During a court hearing, making false statements about the integrity of a judge and violating the state's open records law. When a Journal Sentinel reporter previously asked Gableman if he worked at Home Depot before being hired by Voss in 21 to lead the election review, he refused to answer. Gableman served on the state's highest court between 2008 and 2018. According to the complaint, the assembly paid more than $2.3 million for the investigation, which yielded a steady drumbeat of explosive court hearings and rulings and lawsuits over his desire to jail election officials and mayors who refused to be interviewed behind closed doors, and his decision to ignore requests from the public for records related to the probe.
What, those are problems?
I mean, maybe, apparently, according to the regulatory organization, the review never revealed any evidence of significant fraud or new facts related to the election, not
shocking,
previously known. So we get a check mark for nothing to see here for $2.3 million. And now Assembly Speaker Robin Voss And I mean, occasionally I do agree with the man. In this case, I do as well. Hope he never practices law again, talking about Gableman. But boss, what about your judgment, man? What about you? You're the guy that hired him. You're the guy that got pressure, that succumbed to the pressure of Trump when you're on the plane together. You came back and, yeah, let's do, find all the things that went wrong in this in 2016 because, or in 2020, because there was definitely something wrong. We couldn't possibly have lost that election. And all the Republicans that won in Wisconsin think the Republican congressman, well, they won their election and that was fine. But it was a fraud on the top of the ticket on the same ballot. Of course, it's BS on its face. And Voss went along with it to the tune of $2.3 million. Thank you, taxpayers of Wisconsin. Other people's money, baby. Ain't it great? And so now he gets to get up there on his high horse. You know, the guy who hired the abuser, I mean, abusing of the system, let's call it. That guy, Robin Voss, his lack of judgment brought this upon us. And now... now it's a problem. Well, let's hear the condescension from Robin Voss.
Should we just start at the top?
Let's just start at the top. Okay. The question, will the assembly stay Republican? Let's hear cut one. Oh, my God.
Do you think this is the last cycle Republicans will control the assembly and Senate?
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
I am very confident the assembly will stay Republican for the rest of the decade, even though we now have suffered through the Evers gerrymander.
What?
If you look at the 11 districts, which are the most competitive under the new maps that we just adopted, six of those are controlled by Democrats, five are controlled by Republicans. Okay, so kind of what Governor Evers wanted, which was not legislative districts, but kind of one statewide map. They wanted to closely follow the statewide results.
The Evers gerrymander.
The Evers gerrymander.
I mean, come on, man. You know, and this is coming from, of course, Robin Voss, who was part of the massive gerrymander with Scott Walker when they had the attorneys come in and do it off-site, and everyone had to sign a non-disclosure to see how their districts were going to be affected by the new maps, which was massive, and it was coordinated, and it was a specific effort, and they knew what they were doing. It was one of the reasons that the former Republican Senate leader Dale Schultz resigned, or actually he was getting forced out. That was at the beginning of the purge of the quote-unquote reasonable, which is hard. I mean, I like Dale Schultz as a human being, but he still went along, toed the line like 98% of the time with the Republicans. So, but that wasn't good enough. And they went in and they gerrymandered the hell out of it, gave them a decade plus of rule. And now that we have these new maps, the less gerrymandered maps, now he has the gall to refer to them as the Evers.
The Evers gerrymander. And then immediately contradict that by saying, well, look at these districts. I mean, there's five Republicans or six Republicans and five Democrats. And what are you worried about then, man?
Well, because they don't have the massive majority that they once had. So, and as soon as I heard that cut today, I almost threw my computer. Come on, man. And when he says it, of course, I ain't buying it. And some people will. Maybe they'll just hear that nonchalantly because he remains, you know, pretty calm, steady throughout. You know, Robin Voss has been doing this a very long time. But I know the BS, Voss. You know it, and I know it. And anyone that listens to the show knows it. There are lots of topics here. Let's continue on before we get to the Gableman. Another one, school funding. We get back to a little bit of the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Voss says Republicans will limit education spending and state budget. Voss hit on plenty of other subjects in the wide-ranging interview, including restructuring Milwaukee public schools, proposing tax relief for retirees using the state's $4 billion budget surplus, and requiring state employees to work in the office 3 or 4 days a week. A lot of employees aren't working, or they're working only from home and not doing it very well with little supervision, Voss said. Come on. Man.
With reference to what?
Joe Osland, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Communication Director, said this regarding that Voss statement. Rich stuff from a guy who adjourned the assembly last February, yet continues to draw a full-time salary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, is Robin Voss working? Is he working from home, and is he doing it very well?
Is there any oversight?
Is there any supervision, Mr. Voss? But he did have some comments on the schools with regard to funding. Apparently, all is fine. Nothing to see here. We did our job. Cut to it, please.
In the last budget, which of course for all of us seems like a generation ago, but it was only a year and a half, when Wisconsin enacted that budget, we had the largest increase in education spending in literally a generation since 2004, 2005. So we did our job to make sure that we had enough for schools.
Oh, so you, I just want to be clear. So you're saying you did your job, you're patting yourself on the back then, but then for what? For a generation, you denied that? Is that what you're saying? Because that's what I'm hearing. We did our job the one time. We increased it that much, but we were sticking it to them and screwing them the entire time up to then is what I really heard. Is that what you heard?
That is pretty much what I heard. It really did remind me of what I fed you yesterday.
You're hungry again?
Why are you hungry again? Does it matter that I didn't feed you for 2 weeks before that?
Right. And I gave you a lot yesterday.
I gave you a lot. I gave you more than I've given you in 2 weeks.
And you're still hungry.
And you're still hungry.
Shame on you. What else do we got? Oh, the school, the referendums.
Yeah,
let's hear this one. Cut number three, please, Jess.
We have this big surplus. We just had a huge investment in education. We saw referenda around the state where the people of Wisconsin, as we've said, they have the right to raise their own taxes. We're not going to do it. So I think it's a perfect opportunity for us to say, let's put the money back in the hands of people who need it for themselves.
The billions in referendum, doesn't that show, though, that education needs more money from the
state? Absolutely not. It's the opposite. There are some parts of Wisconsin where people want to spend more money, and they have every right to do that. If they want to raise their taxes at the ballot box, I support that idea. The idea that we're going to do it for them and take the burden on for every single district if it was the same, that's just wrong for the state.
Yeah, we're not going to do our job. That's literally your job, dude.
Literally.
Literally the job.
One in four school districts went to referenda over this past year. 80% were operational referenda. These were to keep the lights on. This wasn't to build a new auditorium. This wasn't to have new great equipment. This was to keep the lights on. They were saying, we cannot get this school to function unless we have more money. And he's saying, no, that doesn't show that the schools need more money.
No, it's great point. Operational costs are not an investment into new things at all. I mean, if we're talking about operational costs, these are expenditures that would be in and out during that same year. And to think that Robin Vaught, and this is, of course, the big secret. Oh, they're going to raise taxes on themselves. Well, the assembly should be controlling the pocket strings, right? The assembly, it is a difficult position to be in when you're going to say to your constituents, hey, we need to raise taxes because we got to fund this, we got to fund that. Comes with the territory. For you to just stick it back onto a referendum then, what are you even there for? You know what I mean? If that's the case, why not do everything else as a referendum tool? Let's bypass the legislature because, oh, that's right, you haven't been in session since February.
Well, yeah, this is the guy who's all for small government in that he doesn't want an overreaching government. He doesn't want a larger central government that controls multiple different regions. He wants it all localized. And
well, it depends on what we're talking about.
I know.
They used to be about local, and then sometimes they're about, you know, top down, and then sometimes they're back about local.
But I mean, you want schools?
Come on. Doing our job. Let's squeeze and cut.
Can't squeeze it in.
Come on. Yes, we got 50. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. I probably could squeeze you in, Robert, from West Dallas, but I don't want to get yelled at by Jess over here. Hey, stick around. We got some more sound from Voss. We're going to get to the Gable Man. Voss just throwing his ass under the bus, and I'm backing up or running over him again. I'm like, literally, dude, you hired the guy. This is a reflection of you, sir. 855-752-4842. Come back with us.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and all I got was this lousy ticket.
It can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome back to the Dom Selvey Show, 855-752-4842. Assembly Speaker from the great state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss, was on the upfront on Sunday. We're getting through that sound and trying to keep it together over here. Your call is going to be welcome as well, 855-752-4842. But be patient, got a little bit more to get through. Let's see here. The question for Mr. Voss: what measures are dead on arrival for the next budget? Well, let's hear what the man has to say. Cut number four, please, Jess.
What is dead on arrival?
We're not going to give $1 billion to the university. I can tell you that's probably not going to happen. I think it's unlikely that we're going to give Superintendent Underley's request for this massive increase in education spending.
We're smart enough.
The largest increase in a generation, like 18 months ago. So that is nothing but a political document from her.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's all we just did the largest increase in a generation because we neglected them for so very long. We don't need to do this again.
Right.
It's all fine. It's all fine.
We've got a commenter texting in that the last time that the school funding model was updated, computers were not in every classroom. Every single student, pretty much, now has some kind of personal electronic device. Things have changed. The curricula that schools are using have changed. They need money in order to keep up.
And what was the statistic of, you said what, one in four schools went to
districts.
Referendum. And according to the Journal Sentinel, nearly 78% of those referendum were approved by the voters.
Indeed, because there's this recognition that the schools need the money. Like I said, 80% of them.
Did you just hear the assembly speaker? We just had a generation. And we're totally fine now. Nothing to see here.
Right. We've been starving you for 20 years.
And now we're good.
Now we're good. One buffet and you're all done.
May I have some more?
No.
Please, sir.
No.
May I have some more?
I just fed you.
Robin Voss, moving on from the upfront interview, his transformation regarding Donald Trump. First, he was like a big buddy of Trump's when he was on the plane with him, and he came back and hired Gableman, and then everything went to hell, and then Donald Trump endorsed Adam Steen. Was that Adam Steen? I forget who was running. Endorsed or the recall for Robin Voss, endorsed his opposition. And my understanding, it wasn't until and I'd have to check maybe on the specific dates, but it wasn't until Michael Gableman came out and supported the primary opponent of Robin Voss is when he finally got fired. That was too much.
That was
all
that
the other stuff,
much.
You know,
that was too far.
Going to the library and hanging out for a few months because you literally don't know anything about elections. Not, I mean, you gotta get a baseline of
right.
You gotta learn a little something.
A little on the job training, never hurts.
You know, lying to the judge, talking
part
smack about the judge, talking some male trash about. I mean,
Dom.
You know. Yeah, and then what? Making false statements in your office of lawyer regulations to filings. I mean, those things totally fine. But you vote against my primary, you vote for my primary opponent. You're done.
You're
dead to me.
Out.
Let's hear what Voss, how he shakes this one out. Cut five, please.
Walk me through this transformation. You had an interesting relationship with him.
Yeah.
He backed recall efforts for you.
Him
you previously
Trump.
Said before the primary, it'd be a suicide mission to nominate him. How do you then go out and campaign for him?
We're all going to
die!
Well,
every choice is binary, right? I mean, so there were really only two choices. There was never a world where I was going to vote for Kamala Harris or Joe Biden at the time. And when I sat down and looked at it, I thought about it, the future of our country, the future of our state, and there's no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump being the president is a better option than either Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. So it was a pretty easy answer. My wife and I actually were the ones who headed up the Trump campaign in our chunk of the world. We put out most of the Trump signs. We did most of the lit drops.
Do you feel that politically necessary to keep your political career?
No, I mean, I'm not going to be here forever. Every election cycle, I try to vote for the person that I think is best for the country.
So if I'm putting the different phrases together at different times, did Robin Voss say,
I didn't put those in different order.
No,
that's
I get
the,
it. But I'm trying to, is Robin Voss saying that he did what was the best for the country, but he also did that after he said electing Donald Trump would be suicide.
Right.
So is what's best for the country is suicide?
Sounds like it.
I mean, that's kind of what happened.
That's what I'm getting.
I mean. Let's get to the Gableman before we run out of time. Cut number six, please.
This past week, the Office of Lawyer Regulation issued a 10-count ethics complaint against Michael Gableman tied to his review of the 2020 election, which you initially hired him for to look into the 2020 election. That review or the ethics complaint accused him of lying, violating laws, disparaging a judge as well. How should the Supreme Court move in this case?
Well, I hope they disbar Michael Gableman so he's never allowed to practice law in Wisconsin again. I tried to find the person that I thought was best qualified.
What?
If you can't trust a former Supreme Court justice to follow the law and do the right thing, I don't really know how much different we could have done. Mike Gableman went off the rails. He began to look for accolades outside of the client relationship that we had. He ultimately paid the price when I fired him. And now I didn't bring charges, but as I look at what the Office of Lawyer Regulation is saying happened, it's an embarrassment for anybody who practices law. So I certainly hope Michael Gableman loses his law license. I hope he goes back to work at Home Depot, where he was working prior to working for us.
I mean, what was your oversight of the guy? I mean, here, hey, Mr. Gableman, former Supreme Court Justice, you must be very, very, very awesome because you were, and the ads that you ran, Gableman, were racist as hell to get there. But that aside, still, your boss, Robin Voss, said you were the best man for the job, even though you literally said you knew nothing about how elections worked. Like, there's literally sound of Gableman out there saying, I don't know how elections work. And Robin Voss just yesterday said, that's my guy. That's the right man for the job.
So it's an embarrassment for anyone who practices law.
Yeah.
And it's not an embarrassment for the guy who hired him.
Right.
Is there no accountability? Well, I mean, I know that there's no accountability.
No.
But come on.
Just hire him, let him go, because Robin Voss and his own wisdom, in his judgment, Michael Gableman was the man for the times. He was a man of the times. He was a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. He was a lawyer.
And his elections experience.
He worked at Home Depot.
Oh, that's good.
And that and I like how Robin Voss, well, ripping on a guy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people work at Home Depot, Robin Voss. I don't know what kind of underhanded swipe you think that's going to be. Guys working for a living. Someone working at Home Depot, dude, really? That's all you're? Nice, nice dig, dude. Why did you hire a guy from Home Depot and give him, I don't know, $117,000 and plus cost $2.3 million to get nothing back? 855-752-4842. Stick around.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison Police Chief is pushing for all officers to have body cameras. Back in April, the department started a pilot project where 42 officers had them. Then they had the results of that analyzed by Northwestern University's Technology, Race, and Prejudice Lab. Researchers found that the cameras didn't impact how police interacted with people. They didn't add charges based on what they saw in video later, and that having the cameras can increase transparency and trust. Police Chief Sean Barnes plans to add cameras for the full department into the 2026 budget, hoping to have all officers equipped with them in 2027. And Wicked opened over the weekend and shattered box office records. It's now the best opening weekend for a Broadway adaptation ever, earning $114 million here in the U.S., with another $50 million in other countries. And one of its stars is from right here in Wisconsin. Marissa Bodie plays Nessa Rose. If you weren't a theater kid, don't worry, I got you. The whole story is like a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, and we're following Glinda and Elphaba, who later becomes the Wicked Witch of the West. Well, Nessa Rose is her sister. The character uses a wheelchair in the original story. But Bodie is the first actor to take on the role who actually uses a wheelchair herself. She was paralyzed in a car accident as a child. Bodie is from Mazomanie. She's 24, and this is her first movie ever. Over the weekend, there was a big screening in Prairie du Sac, so her friends and family came out to support her and see the movie for the first time. And do you know a Packers super fan? Well, you can nominate them for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Green Bay Packers have begun their annual search for the next honoree for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Fans can nominate themselves, a friend, a relative, with a 500-word essay. The essay should describe the merits of the nominee and should be accompanied by a photo. The nomination deadline is Saturday, November 30th.
You can enter at packers.com/FHOF. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oftentimes after an election, regardless of which party won, people say they are leaving America. It's usually an emotional knee-jerk reaction, but Ellen DeGeneres is actually leaving. The talk show host says she is not only headed to the UK due to the election results a couple weeks ago, but she is also quitting show business. No one is happier to hear this than those who work for her. Lady Gaga's new song, Die With a Smile, is the fastest ever to reach 1 billion streams on Spotify. The song, which was a collaboration with Bruno Mars, has also picked up 2 Grammy nominations, all this on the heels of the announcement that Gaga will headline at next year's Coachella Festival. That ought to help her get that horrible Joker 2 taste out of her mouth. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wild. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Dark and dreary today with patchy fog and light rain. Winds are also beginning to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging our overnight lows cold to near 20 degrees. Good news is, though, a ton of sunshine is on tap tomorrow and highs in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
The John and Gordy Show.
The clipping sound you heard was all of global allies cutting their cables that connect to the American intelligence network.
For the Republican Party to submit themselves to Vlad Putin is just... You must be able to see Ronald Reagan's corpse underneath his grave because it's just turned to clear glass because he's been spinning so fast and melted it.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obviously, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll find out what's grinding his gears. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. on the board, on the horn. You folks are on the lines and on the texters as well. L.A. Tom reminds us, remember, Widow Hendricks wants her tax cut. Oh, yeah, we got to have the tax cut. Talking about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Oh, before we get back to that, I want to throw out the breaking news, which we will get to in greater detail in the next hour. Judge Tanya Chutkan has agreed to dismiss Trump's 2020 election interference case. We will dive into that in the next hour. Also, stick around. Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at UWGB, my favorite socialist, he's going to join us as well. Okay, back to the upfront Assembly Speaker from the great state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss, being interviewed. First time I've seen Robin Voss in some time. First time, certainly, after Gableman was, you know, got 10 complaints against him from the Office of Lawyer and Regulation here in the state of Wisconsin for his doings, his nefarious activities under the tutelage, under the supervision, under the hiring practices of his supervisor and boss, Robin Voss. Yeah, how is he not responsible for this? I didn't hear him say he's sorry. Maybe he'll say he's sorry. Let's hear some more. So here is Robin Voss on Gableman, as mentioned in the last hour, if you missed it. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said he hopes that Gableman loses his law license and is never allowed to practice law again in the state of Wisconsin. Yeah. Great, great hire, Voss. Let's hear cut number 7, please.
Never again? That's an egregious punishment.
Yeah, I hope that's what they do. I mean, when somebody lies to the court, when somebody breaks attorney-client privilege, when somebody goes on their own fishing expedition, kind of basically holding the client hostage, that's not right. It's not the way it should be. So if we don't hold people accountable for the decisions that they make...
What about your decisions you made, man? I want to hold you accountable for the decisions you made. I mean, the whole freaking thing was a fishing expedition, man. You gave the guy a pole and a lure, a bag of worms and a boat. You told him to go. And he's like, all mad when he starts fishing for other fish. And what, this whole time you had no oversight, no conversations? You didn't know that he was going back and forth to court because he wasn't releasing the documents sorry, I'm getting a little fired up here. He was not doing open records properly. He was destroying information because he didn't really have a filing system. I mean, the guy was inept from the start. Robin Voss, you had no idea for the entirety of this term. I mean, are there still court cases going on? Like, literally, things in appeal court right now? I don't know. Just asking questions. Robin Voss, I'm just wondering, are you ever going to apologize? You did this, sir. There is one person who's responsible for this, and it is you, Robin Voss. But he had some comments on Eric Hovde as well.
He did. Yeah, he didn't have anything more to say on Gableman. He did not, in fact, apologize. I'll link that whole interview into the show notes.
Oh, no, but don't hold your breath for the apology.
Don't hold your breath for an apology. You will turn blue and pass out.
But what was the last part again? Someone's got to be held responsible.
Some kind of accountability.
Yeah, some kind of accountability.
And then he launched right into, like I do every year or every 2 years when I have to get reelected. And yeah. Nothing about how, you know, as the person who hired Gableman, there should be a little bit of responsibility.
I just want to say to the Wisconsin citizens that I, Robin Voss, apologize for letting the former president influence me to such a degree that I wasted $2.3 million of your taxpayer dollars. I want to apologize to the mayors of Green Bay and Madison for my lackey who threatened to, tried to arrest them and wanted to take their property.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, what are you doing, man? So no apology from the assembly speaker. I guess we're just going to have to wait another 2 years when he comes up for election then. Great. This is great. Let's hear what he had to say about Hovde. I love this man's judgment.
Let's hear Hovde.
Eric Hovde, before he conceded this past week, again pushed this notion of ballot dumps in the city of Milwaukee. What did you make of that before he conceded?
Look, I think he's got some legitimate points.
What?
Look, I mean, first of all, we know the Democrats funded this this independent candidate, this America First candidate. They're the ones who helped to get him on the ballot. They're the ones who helped to pay for his campaign.
He says he's a conservative and backs Trump.
Well, just because you're a dupe doesn't mean that the Democrats didn't use you as a stooge for exactly what they wanted, which is to help elect liberal Tammy Baldwin. So Eric Hovde has every right to be angry about that.
He also has
every right to look and say there were shenanigans also in this election. Now, I don't think they were anywhere near the same, but how did we know that people were United States citizens when they voted? We had no idea. How do people, when they register on the same day, how do we know that they actually are a citizen of America? We don't know that.
Who was the guy who ran for president in 2020 here in Wisconsin? Kanye? Was it Kanye West?
He ran in 2020.
Right, right.
Yeah.
In 2020.
Yeah.
Trying to pull votes away. He was a Trump supporter, Kanye West.
Yeah.
And he apparently...
Trying to pull votes for himself.
Come on. But he was pulling. He's trying to get the black votes away from Biden. That was the whole point. Kanye West was a Trump plant and who had the backing and help of, although apparently not too good of help, from Republican operatives in the state of Wisconsin because they got to the city hall or whatever to file their paperwork like 10 minutes too late. Oh, too bad. So sad.
Boo-hoo.
So, excuse me. Did you guys forget about Kanye West, man? I mean, I don't like it either, but dude, it just happened 4 years ago and you guys were involved in it. So, whatever, dude.
Well, as L.A. Tom reminds us in the text line, if Republicans in power are spewing it,
they're doing it.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom is very consistent, and that is a very, very accurate statement. Let's see what else we got from... I lost my spot here.
We've got one more.
One more. Let's just hear the last of the Voss, please.
All right.
I think we need to look and say, how are we going to keep Wisconsin competitive? In my mind,
that's by
making sure we have people who are working for the state of Wisconsin. We still have far too many employees that are working from home. We had that audit that came out over the summer. I think it was some employees hadn't been in the office in months and months.
State employees.
That's really an embarrassment. So, number one, we need to make sure people are actually doing their job.
You want to force them back into the office?
I would love to be able to say people have to be back in the office at least 3 or 4 days a week. I mean, we saw Amazon, which was 3 days a week, just an announced by January 1st, 100% of people are going to be back in the office. I think we need to look at how state government functions, and one of the reasons that we have not had the services we want to deliver is because a lot of employees aren't working, or they're working only from home and not doing it very well with little supervision. So I would love for us to be able to say, hey, if we're going to be giving more money to agencies, we need to make sure we're actually performing.
Okay, listen, a statistic stating where people are working from doesn't mean they're not working, doesn't mean they're not being efficient. Certainly that can happen. But as mentioned, dude, you haven't been in session since February. And unless you're going to have some sort of study that tells me that, what, if efficiencies have gone down, that services are not getting done, okay, do that study. Let me know where that is at, because otherwise, who gives a damn where people are if the job's getting done, dude?
Yeah, you might have... heard, or rather not heard, he referenced, you know, an audit that was done.
Yes, about where people were working.
The only thing that he mentions from it is where people are working. Nothing about the quality of the work that they're doing, nothing about the services being provided. only that one statistic of some people haven't been in the office for months and months. Oh, my God.
You haven't been in session since February. Uh-huh. It's almost December.
Yeah. If he had statistics, he would have shared them. If there were services that weren't being done, he would have been blaring that.
No. Crickets.
I mean, it's mind-boggling to me, Dom, that someone like Robin Voss just can't quite comprehend that there are different ways of being.
Oh, no, only the way that he wants it to be. That's the only. And sorry, I mean, Amazon, that's how you're going to
that's
compare.
That's our reference?
That's what we want our workers to be like is Amazon. Don't they have to pee in the cups or something when they're like delivering? Uh-huh. I mean, come on, man.
Uh-huh.
855-752-4842. Are we done with the Voss?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Toss Voss.
Toss Voss.
All right. 855-75-CIVIC. We have some patient callers. Let's get to them. Robert from West Allis, Stallis. Hey, Robert, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. Really, Gableman and Voss, in my mind, are the symptom. If we go back and we see how Gableman came to power, you know, like you said, he ran one of the most racist campaigns, riddled with lies, darkened Lewis Butler's skin. And, you know, that was set up from Citizens United, right? Mm-hmm. That's when the outside money flowed in and we didn't get judges that judged by the law. And we started to get these political hacks where they knew what the predetermined outcome was before the case started. You know, but to me, a lot of this, you know, when I was learning the law and I haven't gone fully to law school, usually we divided, you know, civil stuff and criminal stuff by one of the factors was the nature of the crime. I mean, there's millions of dollars involved. So I guess I would ask everyone, you know, if it was a healthcare provider or a contractor doing work for the state, they knowingly defrauded the state of millions of dollars, would the attorney general bring a lawsuit? I think he would. So, I mean, I the robocalls are nice, guys, but if we lose our democracy, it's the attorney generals in these states. It's the attorney general of the country. It's these judges with these weak spines. Oh, I'm going to drop a crime Trump committed down in Georgia and some of these other cases because, what, they just want to get along politically? It's like, do your damn job, guys. We're going to lose our democracy unless people straighten their spine up and hold people accountable. It shouldn't be if you're rich and well-connected, you get off, and if you're anybody else, you go to the slammer. It's supposed to be a deterrent.
Well, it's supposed to be, Robert, and thank you for the call, and great point. And maybe it has to be so blatant and obvious that the rich and well-connected get away with it for everyone else who's not rich and well-connected to be so pissed off that they change the system. But until that happens, man, I'm not putting my faith in it. Now, as it pertains to Robin Voss and Gableman and their efforts, $2.3 million, you know, apparently the Office of Legal Regulation can give fines out. And I think Gableman was paid like $117,000. I think he should have to give all that money back. Now, the other money, I think they're hiring outside counsel to defend like their open records law violations. I mean, that costs money too. I mean, I'm not sure you can get that back. But whatever they paid Gableman, literally every dime should be clawed back, Robert, in my humble, very humble Monday morning
always
opinion. Ron from
Did
Milwaukee.
Say Monday morning? It's not morning.
Monday morning quarterback, Monday afternoon, whatever. What day is it?
Tuesday.
Who is this? Who's on the line? Ron.
Green.
Ron from Milwaukee. Ron, welcome. What do you got?
Milwaukee.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey. Regarding Voss, you know, the other thing that he and his team of, what do they call it? Never mind. He and his team, so-called team, have done is hollowed out a lot of state government. Yeah, a lot of guys work at home. Why not? Yeah, partly because of COVID, but partly because they're trying to save on office space. They're cheapskates. They leased out like thousands of jobs, state jobs, well-paying state jobs. So that attracted people with real expertise and who wanted to stay and keep working because they felt it was an honor and a need to have those people in those jobs. They hired them out, especially in the Department of Transportation, to private contractors who got paid more. And but, you know, that suited the Republican notion that the private sector is better, right? So now he gets to dump on the people who are left, who didn't leave in disgust, who are working from home because they were told they could work at home. And meanwhile, our, this is the other point that's really important. People overlook this. At, when I was like a young guy starting out 30, 40 years ago, Wisconsin was, you know, always in the top five in the amount of tax dollars it was collecting from its citizens and businesses, which some people thought was terrible. But the reality was we had great schools. We had great investments in the private sector. We had great highways that really didn't have a lot of bumps in them. We had great everything. People respected this state. We had a good environmental system. And now we're down, as according to the most recent report, we're like 34th. In the amount of taxes they're collecting. I mean, we're down in the near the bottom, like we're Alabama. You know, we're a little bit ahead of Alabama. We don't collect money from people. And how do you run a government, and how do you have good programs? So you, and then you get to dump on, again, they, who are they going to dump on? The employee, the state employees, and they're going to tell the voters, you know, we got to cut some more because we can't afford this.
Thank you for the call, Ron. I'm going to run out of time. Thank you for your observations. Yeah, it's easy to rip on the workers, coming from a guy who, once again, hasn't been to the office or held session in the assembly since February. Come back, more of your calls, 855-752-4842.
Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. We got both of you guys lining up. Let's get to it. Tom, he wonders, when is Voss going to go back to the office? That's a great question. When is Robin going to go back to the office? 608 from WMDX. So I'm a state worker who has been working remotely since COVID. And guess what? They get way more work out of me now than when I was in the office every day. I bust my ass and do more work now than ever before. Yeah, you know, commuting's a thing.
You would know.
I mean, I put some miles on, man. Commuting is a thing. And I don't know. I mean, I love it. You know, you can work anywhere these days, damn near. You know what right. I mean? Unless you're physically, you know, depends on the job. But it, depending what your profession is, if all you need is a computer and an internet hookup and a phone, I mean, you can do that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to track if you care. I mean, there's systems out there that do that. They'll know. I mean, in the corporate world, some folks still have to shake their mouse every once in a while, so the system will know that they're working. And these are the stories I hear. Uh-huh. That ain't me.
Right.
I'm always working.
Yeah,
I never stop working. I'm the hardest working guy you ever met. Always working. Just ask me. I'll tell you. 855-752-4842. Cam from Appleton, my old stomping grounds. Welcome, Cam. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
If I have someone fishing and catching carp or walleye, I'm going to take Pop Rocks and drop them into my eyes like eye drops. I could not handle listening to that ever again. And for the last caller who talked about the DOT, it's worse than what he's even mentioning, because I actually worked for the DOT at one point as well. When the state of Minnesota brought me in, we went through a whole bunch of old plans that had to be anywhere between 8 to 14 years old. They were plans for roadways with signage that had not been checked on because of budget cuts at the time. They had not been checked on by actual state employees to go verify that the contractors did the work that they claimed that they were supposed to do. We had to go verify. And when I turned those papers in saying, nope, this is missing, what do you guys do now? They say, well, technically the contract's already expired. And I said, so they just get paid? And they go, well, yeah, they got paid. We didn't check in time.
Yep. Yeah, good point. Good luck trying to claw that money back.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call, Cam. Certainly appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Robin Voss ripping on the state workers for quote unquote not being in the office. And I've had philosophical conversations with coworkers, with partners, with in this regard for years. And I remember the first time when I was working, and I was a guy 25 years ago who, you know, set up our company's email system. That's how long ago this was, right?
Oh, that's adorable. So,
I know, is it? Got a server rack, man, got a bunch of computers, spent a lot of money, got an own internal. Because before that was always the stabby thing. You know, you write a note and you stab it on the thing and put it on someone's desk. I know I'm kind of dating myself, Jess. I don't think you know what the stabby thing means, but it's a stabby thing. You put
it's
the paper
stabby
on it.
Yeah, thing.
You take your notes and you stab
no,
it on
I
there.
No, I know
and,
what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, before
I've
email.
I've seen movies.
Before. I've seen 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton. I know what you're talking about. But with that came the opportunity, because now things are getting networked. And, oh, man, I remember like back in the day, they get a T1 line. Oh, that was big deal back then. Oh, send a lot of data. You got to have a dedicated line. It's going to cost like $1,000 a month. You know what I mean? Back then.
$1,000 a month.
But now, all of a sudden, I have an availability. I can log on with my computer, mm-hmm. even then,
mm-hmm.
to the server and access the internal database. This is before everything went to the cloud. But if you came from that philosophy, which a lot of folks did, and people older, man, 53, if you're, you know, mid, late 50s into 60s, you're the folks, you're probably there. You got to be at the office on the horn at 8 o'clock, right? There's no wandering into the 8. You got to be ready to roll at 8. And I get the discipline on that. We want people working. When they're getting paid, they should be working, not meandering in.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side of that, you lose inefficiencies. And when people are happy, when people are content, when people, as our 608 state worker says here, when they're motivated and you don't have to worry about some of the commute, you don't have to worry about, you know, sitting around the cooler talking about the fish you just caught,
right.
Camp, you know. And those things are fun, and there is a social thing to it, and I get those. But at the end of the day, if it's really about, if your measurement is pure productivity, then why do you give a damn where people are working at?
Mm-hmm. If they're doing the work, why does it matter where it happens?
Because it doesn't. It doesn't. And for someone like Robin Voss who thinks, just because people are working unsupervised. Well, when's the last time Robin Voss had a supervisor?
How well was that supervision working for Michael Gableman?
Ouch. Oh, That one hurts a little bit there, Jess. What supervision? I mean, maybe he's projecting a little bit. Like, man, the last guy I had working for me didn't do squat. He lied on his reports. You know, he cost us millions of dollars.
So because he is incapable of properly screening applicants.
Isn't that it? Of course it is. Of course it is. That's exactly what it is. I have a feeling I suck. So therefore, you people can't do this stuff because I messed it up. Oh, thank you, Jess. That's some insight. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Going to come back on the other side. As mentioned, Judge Chutkin has dismissed the case at the request of Jack Smith against Donald Trump. Dismissed with prejudice, which means they can maybe bring it back. We'll wait and see. Also, our favorite socialist, Dr. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy from the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. He's going to check in with us as well. Interesting labor picks in the Trump administration. We're going to go there and take your calls as well. 855-752-4842. Stick around.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel.
Yes, John and Gordy are looking at their contract.
We have some questions for him.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.